This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. North Korea's Kim Jong-un vowed full and unconditional support for Russia's Vladimir Putin as the two leaders held a summit. The meeting, which lasted over 4 hours at Russia's spaceport in the Far East, underscores how their interests are aligning. Putin is believed to be seeking something that impoverished North Korea has in abundance: stockpiles of aging ammunition and rockets. Such a request would mark a reversal of roles from the 1950 to 53 Korean War, when Moscow gave weapons to support Pyongyang's invasion of South Korea. Bodies washed ashore in eastern Libya on Wednesday, swelling the death toll from a storm that swept whole neighborhoods out to sea. Reuters' Olivia Zolino has more.
Rescue workers in Libya on Wednesday kept up desperate searches for survivors after a powerful storm tore through the country, bursting dams and washing whole neighborhoods out to sea. Among those searching is Mustafa Salem. He said when the dam burst, his extended family were sleeping. No one was ready, he says. We lost 30 people so far, 30 members of the same family. We haven't found anyone. Humanitarian aid is starting to arrive. It's desperately needed for the estimated tens of thousands that have been displaced. But rescue operations are complicated by deep political fractures in the country. One official from the administration that runs eastern Libya said the country did not have the experience to deal with the aftermath of such a disaster.
Palestinian health officials in the Gaza Strip say at least 4 people have been killed and 20 others wounded in an explosion next to the separation fence along the Israeli frontier with Gaza. The cause of Wednesday's blast wasn't immediately known. The explosion took place during a demonstration along the fence, marking the anniversary of Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in 2005. This is VOA News. The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, a step needed to carry out a previously announced U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby defended the deal.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is gonna do is get our Americans home. And that's what we're focused on.
The broad outlines of the U.S.-Iran deal, under which 5 U.S. citizens detained by Iran would be allowed to leave in exchange for the transfer of the funds and the release of 5 Iranians held in the United States, were made public on August 10th. Secretary of State Antonin Blinken determined that waiving the sanctions was in the national security interests of the United States. The junta in Niger on Tuesday said it would end a military pact with neighboring Benin, accusing it of authorizing the deployment of troops on its territory for a possible military intervention against Niger by the West African Regional Bloc. Reuters' Alice Rizzo says ECOWAS is trying to negotiate with the leaders of the July 26th Niger coup, but has said that it is ready to use force if diplomatic efforts fail.
In a statement read on national television, the junta said Benin had decided to consider aggression against Niger instead of supporting it.
The Republic of Benin has authorized the stationing of military personnel, mercenaries, and war material with a view to an aggression against our country by France in collaboration with certain ECOWAS countries.
As a result, the new Nigerian authorities decided to renounce the military cooperation agreement with Benin, the statement said. There was no immediate response from Benin.
American technology leaders, including Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Meta Platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, met lawmakers at the Capitol on Wednesday to contemplate the future of artificial intelligence and how it might be regulated. Here's CEO Elon Musk.
The reason that I've been such an advocate for AI safety in advance of sort of anything terrible happening is that I think the consequences of AI going wrong are severe. So we have to be proactive rather than reactive.
Lawmakers are grappling with how to mitigate the dangers of the emerging technology, which has experienced a boom in investment and consumer popularity since the release of ChatGPT chatbot developed by OpenAI. Lawmakers want safeguards against potentially dangerous deepfakes such as bogus videos, election interference, and attacks on critical infrastructure. Hurricane Lee is starting to spin away from the Northern Caribbean as the Category 2 storm leaves big waves in its wake and aims for New England and Atlantic Canada. Lee is expected to pass just west of Bermuda late Thursday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.